Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to postpone the answer till tomorrow because two very chashuv talmidim have been working on a teretz. So although they didn't get there yet, we're still hopeful. So I put aside $1,500 to make in case. I'm hoping that I'll have to give it out. So Hatzlocha, Shimi and Shloime, Shkech, Hatzlocha. You don't get a shkech yet. Hatzlocha. Hatzlocha yet. If anybody wants to try, don't get dissuaded because these two guys are trying. So Elim could try, but just you get straight the what you have to answer. You have to answer why it was Dafka Shabbos. Right? Meaning the Medrash says that Mechametz Mitzvah you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Yeah, but you're not allowed to schedule it on Shabbos. That was one first question. And the second question was Maaseh Shabbos, right? It's only also al Knas. So what's the issue? And then we went off that even if you hold like a Rabbi Yochanan Sandler who holds Maaseh Shabbos as Osir, it's only Osir Ba'achila, not Osir Ba'anoah. So you should still be allowed to use it. You can't eat it. You can use it. And lastly, they had a mitzvah to do it on Shabbos. It wasn't Chilul Shabbos Bechlal. The mitzvah was Bayayim Ashri. Those were the questions. So we need an answer to those questions. Halachadik answer, not, you know, poetry. Something sensible. Okay. The end of the Perek, Yeshua Ben Nun makes a very, very mechudishdik cherem on Yerichai. It's unclear what his mechuvin was. First, let's get to what he did. He said Yerichai is a cherem. That means the city must remain desolate. Number one. That means there's an issur to rebuild the city. Once they rebuilt it, we'll see, or Sameach. We'll talk about that next week more, Mitzvah Hashem. Once they rebuilt it, Shaloi Kedin, could be there wasn't an Isser then after that. Merz, the Isser was to rebuild it now. Once somebody was over the Isser, then very possibly that Isser goes away, which we'll talk about. But he made a cherem on the city, never to be rebuilt. Stop, Pelotik Azach. Right? Because if you think about it, the mitzvah is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Remember, I'm sure the Olam remembers from Maseches Tomid that according to one mandom in the Gemara there, they only used for Atzei Marocha, for the Mizbeach, they only used trees that weren't fruit-bearing. The Olam remembers that. And one of the reasons the Gemara gave is because Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That means Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is so important that it's kedai not to use even a fruit tree for the Mizbeach. I mean, that's a very worthy cause. Not even to use for the Mizbeach. So l'chaira, the idea of taking a city in Eretz Yisrael, where the mitzvah is to occupy, the mitzvah is to develop, and to say this should be a tel olam, should remain everlasting, desolate, Pella. I would even understand it after the Churban. If Yeshua Ben Nun was around after the Churban, right? If Yirmi Hanavi got up after the Churban, and Yirmi Hanavi said, listen, Yerichai was the first city we conquered. Zeichel Churban. Zeichel Churban. Till the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, leave Yerichai in ruins. That makes sense. That's something I could understand. Makes sense? Especially if you're Kitchel Shatav, Eloi Kitchel Osad Lavi. Even if you're Kitchel Shatav, Kitchel Osad Lavi, which means it has Kedusha forever, Eretz Yisrael, still makes sense. But now we're not dealing with destruction. Now we're building up Eretz Yisrael. So the first city you come, you make it into a cherem? Stickle Pella? Not only did Yeshua Ben Nun make the city into a cherem, everything from that city was Osir Bahanoah. Tomorrow we'll learn about what happened when they were Moyal. That somebody was Moyal in the city. chayiv misa. Because he took from the chayiv, took from the... So number one, the city is destroyed, has to stay that way forever. Number two, nothing from the city could be used. That's the second thing. And the third thing is, Oish lifnei Hashem, says Yeshua ben Nun, cursed is the man, asher yokum ubono esir azois, that will stand up and rebuild this city, es Yerichoi, the city of Yericho. So the Medrash, it's not just the Medrash, it's Tosefta. The Tosefta in Maseches Sanhedrin. Tosefta says, over here in Perek Yudalet, Omar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yeshua, Mimashma Shanema Yir Azois. We're talking about Yericho. They just conquered Yericho. Yeshua ben Nun said, Oroish, cursed is the man that will build this city. Right? Yir Azois. Then he says, Es Yericho. Any of there, show Yericho. We know it's Yericho. So listen what Chazal say. Ela shelo yivne oisa v'yikro eshmoi ki ir acheres. Shelo yivne ir acheres v'yikro eshmoi Yericho. Fascinating. Yeshua ben Nun made a cherem on the city. He made a cherem on anything that's in the city. And then he made a yimach shmoi v'zichroi on it. On the worst Rishon that we say, Yimach Shmoy V'Zichroi, Yeshua ben Nun said, even if you conquer another city, you conquer Tal Piyot, don't call it Yerichai. Don't call it Yerichai. Tovon Noira. Rav Yehuda Leib Ginsburg, Zecher Tzadik Levroche, he was a Rav in 1920, 1930, in Denver, Colorado. So he wrote a sefer called Musar HaNaviim. So in his Sefer on Musar HaNaviim, he tries to give some tam. Why would Yeshua ben Nun do such a thing? And I was mishtoimim, because usually I hear his svaris. Over here, seems to be a pella what he's saying. He says here in his bio, V'atam shehitil cherem livnoi says Yerichoi, b'chtei sheyisor l'zichroi nanes. Okay. Yeah, fine, but the Tosefta says, Shelo yivne acheres v'yikra al shmoi. If he's right, then there would be logic that you should build another city and call it Yericho. You remember the Nes. Remember the Nes. Right? When Yeshua ben Nun is saying, I don't want any city in the world to ever be called Yericho, so what are you doing? You're making Yericho into unknown. So according to Rav Ginsburg's Zatzal, Adarabba. Right? What's the idea of Yad Vashem? Yad Vashem is that you don't forget what happened. So we have a place. It's not Germany. It's not Auschwitz. You have a place where you have pictures and you have this. And you walk through, you could remember what happened. Yeah? Why would Yeshua ben Nun make a cherem that not only could the city of Yericho stay forever as desolate, but you can't build another city and call that city Yericho. Well, I should remember the Nes. I'm not going to remember the Nes. Forget the Nes. Why would I remember the Nes? There's no city Yericho. Adarabi, should name every city Yericho is Zecher Tzadik Levroche. But this is what I'm just saying. This is what he says. This is what Rav Ginsburg Zatzal says. So listen, we won't ask Akasha on this whole thing because we could say, Yeshua ben Nun got a nevuah. This is what Hashem decided. We could try to understand what Hashem want, why Hashem wanted this. But this doesn't have to make sense. Doesn't have to make sense. Kamf Chazal, Medrash Tanchum Parshas Vayechi, says the Medrash, the ein atomoitze shenistave al kach Yeshua, me'aks moy omar kein. You hear Medrash Tanchum? We don't find that Hashem commanded Yeshua. And the Medrash Tanchum is saying, don't think there was some private conversation between Rebbeinu Shem and Yeshua ben Nun that wasn't recorded here. No. Me'atzmai. Yeshua on his own decided to do this. So now it's even more of a kasha. Now it really has to make sense. Yeshua ben Nun, sichli, logically decided that this is the right thing to do. To make a cherem, to do all this is what, this was his cheshbon. Now, what did Yerichai have? What taka did Yerichai have? Yerichai was taka special city. Taka was a very miyuchadik city, Yerichai. Besides for the fact that you find in Meseches Tomit, and in Meseches Yuma, it's also brought down in Shkolem, Akavurcha, that Yerichai was where they used to feel all the things from Yerushalayim. Right? In Yerichai, they used to be able to smell the Keteris. In Yerichai, the animals used to sneeze from the smell of the Keteris. In Yerichai, they heard the Koil Gvini Kruz. They heard the sound of the person that woke up to people in Beis HaMikdash. So Yerichai was a chashuv city. Very chashuv. Fact, the Raivad in Tomid brings down from his Rebbe, Moiri Arav. I said over this Raivad years and years ago. I gave a shir in 1993, right? Tovshin Nun Gimel. Right after the peace accords were signed, where they gave land, they made a disengagement. And there was a whole discussion then about making a peace treaty and giving back land. And there's a whole... One of the first places they gave the Arabs jurisdiction over was Jericho. It was anyway full of Arabs, but they gave them jurisdiction over it. And the way the Israeli government looked at it was, Jericho, you know what? There's no Jews there. It's the first place to throw away. Yerichai is easy. It's a no-brainer. The settlements, that's a whole controversy. Taka Sharon did that too, in Gaza. But that was a whole tumult. Because the areas that Sharon gave them were areas that were occupied by Jews. It was very developed by Jews. In fact, Trump, Zolag Gezun Zayin, he just was machshir the settlements. At least he took away the cherem off it. So it's not illegal. It's up for Meken Redwegedem. Right? You could write a tshuva on it. It's mutter to write a tshuva on the settlements, whether it's, it's not illegal. Right? So Lamai said Jericho wasn't so controversial. Because Jericho, you don't find that anybody was really fighting. So they asked me to give a shir on the topic. So I gave a shir. So when I started this shir, I said, Yerichai is the holiest place in Eretz Yisrael, second to Yerushalayim. And they looked at me like, he says, not my, I would never make a statement like that. Who am I to make a statement like that? He says, the Raivad. The Raivad in Tomid, let me talk and get you the Raivad in Tomid, in his Pirush in Tomid. The Raivad says like this. The Raivad is asking, why Taka does the Mishnah say in Tomid, in Yerichai they smell the Keteris? So simply you learn, it wasn't Yerichai. It was that amount of distance, meaning the Keteris smelled so unbelievable that all the way to Yerichai you could smell it. Avade, all the places between Yerushalayim and Yerichai Zichah smelled it. That's definitely the way you learn simply. Mi Yerichai means all the way to there. Koil Gvini Kruz, the guy who used to wake people up in Beis HaMikdash, says they heard it over there in Yerichai. What does that mean? And everywhere until Yerichai, they also heard it. And the other side of Yerushalayim, they also heard it. Zokta Ravid, no. The Ravid quotes his Rebbe. And the Ravid says, Umayri harav achosidzal. He says, my Rebbe, Omar, the kol hanach diktoni, all these cases in the Mishnah, shayu nishmoim v'yirichoy, maisin nisim hoyu. This was a miracle. They didn't smell the Keteris outside of Yerichoy, closer to Yerushalayim. So imagine Yerichoy is 30 miles away from Yerushalayim, imagine. It's not, but let's say. So, all the areas, the 30 miles between Yerushalayim and Yerichai, they didn't smell the Keteris. Yerichai, they smelled the Keteris. All the areas between Yerushalayim and Yerichai, they didn't hear the Kol Gvini Kruz, that I woke up the Vekar, in the Beis HaMikdash. Yerichai, they heard it. Mai sinisim hoyu. V'dafke b'Yerichai v'loi b'shat stodim mipnei She Yerichai hoisa ki Yerushalayim. Yerichai had a similarity to Yerushalayim Mipnei shehi hoisa tchilas kibush Eretz Yisrael. Because it was the first land we conquered, it had extra kedusha. Yeah, arrived. I'm already arrived. It's not brought down in Maseches Kelim that there's a separate kedusha to Yericho. Tell you what the Ravid says. The Ravid says, "Ukemoi truma atzerich litroim." Just like there's a concept of truma, you separate the rishis and it becomes kodesh. Eretz Yisrael needed truma. He arrived. Kach nitrimo Eretz Yisrael atzma. This sounds like some mekubel. This is the Ravid. Maseches Tomid. Ubishvil Kain hitrimo Yeshua liyos kodesh. The Ravid gives us a new thing. He was makdish Yericho. This is not going to help you to answer the kash. I was asking the Medrash, who says it's Chil Shabbos. There's a different reason. It says, I had Kedusha, it was like the Truma of Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Ravid says. And then he says, Lefika Chayusach Kamo Yerushalayim. That's why miraculously, it was like Yerushalayim. For Yunishmo Kohani Diktoni. That's why all these miracles took place. That Kedei Sheyargishu Bnei Odom Shebi Yerichoi. Yesh Ktsas Kedusha Kamo Yerushalayim. Unbelievable Ravid. It's unbelievable. But the Ravid says that all of these things that the Mishnah said they had in Yericho was a miracle. And Shemayim did it so that people in Yericho should feel, hey, it's almost Yerushalayim. This is almost like being in Yerushalayim. As I zokta the Ravid. So the Ravid is giving us a whole different insight. So for Shtetzach, when I read this Ravid, I told the people, and look, and you had different statements from different people in the government saying, yeah, Jericho. Garnished. Okay, it could be Jericho is not Yericho. That's my only nechama, is that it's not really Yericho. So this is a mechudishtik approach. This is the approach of the Ravid, the Ravid's Rebbe. So this is one approach. But this won't answer to us why you can't build another city and call it Yericho. This is the Ravid's explanation why Yeshua ben Nun on his own arbitrarily decided that Yericho should have Kedusha and you shouldn't be able to use Yericho. It should be like Tumah. Because just like there's a concept of Tumah, there's a concept of Truma from Eretz Yisrael. I had a big kash on this Ravid. Maybe the Olam could answer it. Forgetting the tremendous Chiddush of the Ravid. He's saying just like there's Truma's Dogon, just like there's truma from the produce, there's truma from the land. So the Chayri Yericho should go to the Koyanim. Why was it Tel Oilam? Make it into a Yirah Koyanim. It's truma. If you're telling me it's a concept of truma, should go to the Koyanim. Just like there's truma on the produce, there's truma on the land. Okay, so then follow the rules of Truma. L'chayr. So, after no pshat in this rive, it's a shver rive. I'm sharing with you because it's a meiridik chiddush. So I want to tell you another pshat, and maybe what's going on here. Where does the word Yericho come from? It comes actually from the word, why did it get that name? It comes from the word reyach. Chazal say, Yericho had tremendous gashmias. Unbelievable gashmias. Sometimes you have a certain gashmias, you just look at it, it just pulls you. It's gorgeous. The scenery, somebody wants me in the summertime, don't worry, not the first month, the second month of the summer, to go to someplace in Montana, running a program. They want me to come and give shiurim over there. So my initial reaction was no. They want me to come for like a week. So they was very smart. They sent an email with the water and the mountains and the Rebbetzin saw it. So now at least it's on the table. They sent us, hopefully the gula will be, it shouldn't be negeh. So I won't have to deal with it. But Lamaisa, Yericho, Chazal tell us, had all the Tanugim. Yericho had, that's why it's called Irat Morim. It had the best dates. It was so choshev, shehoyu b'kol tanugim, v'lchein nikra shmo yirichoy al shem areyach. You hear a medrash? Chazal tell us, it's also found in the Zohar Chodesh, that yirichoy had so much gaval de gashmiz. That's where the word yirichoy came from. You just go there, the atmosphere was magnetic. The atmosphere in Yerichoy was magnetic. Mamish pulled you. The smell, the aroma, the scenery, the gewaldic. They called it Yerichoy. Lekach. V'shemen afal semoin, bo misham came over there from Yerichoy. So again, it was Irat Moim, and this is where it all came from. The Yerushalmi and Bikurim. The Yerushalmi in Bikurim, in the third paragraph of Bikurim, says that Ein Mevi and Tmorim Ela Miyirichoy. When you bring dates for Bikurim, you should bring it from Yerichoy. That's it. From there you bring Bikurim. Okay, obviously we're going to deal with how did they rebuild it. We're going to talk about that. But I'm just saying, this is what Yerichoy was. So really, Yerichoy embodied Mamish the Spitzkashmis of Eretz Yisrael. Spitzkashmis. And that's one of the reasons why all the kings, Chazal tells all the kings used to gather over there. That was like a resort where all the kings of the world, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, that was the place to gather. Because it was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. It was pleasant. It was Alamilas. So all the kings used to gather over there. That was Mamish the... One of the reasons why they sealed the city, you know, a lot of times you see a community, Beverly Hills, gated community, right? Because you want to preserve that city. It should be, it's not for everybody, it's not for simple people, it's for, the Malachim used to go there, right? Irat Morim. And that's one of the reasons why it was gated. The gates made it exclusivity. This is something special. This is unique. That's what Yerichoy represented. When we came to Eretz Yisrael, the Nakuda of Eretz Yisrael is that we're there to bring the Ruchnius out of Eretz Yisrael. We're there to bring the Ruchnius out of Eretz Yisrael. And here you have a city that its whole, everything about it is the Gashmius of the city. And it's there for itself. It's gated. It's locked in. Segeras and Mesugeras. Even the name of the city is Al Shem Areach. The name of the city is because of the Gashmias that you could get from that city. So in a sense, Yerichoy already developed a niche that was a stira with why we're conquering Eretz Yisrael. We're conquering Eretz Yisrael Adarabah. To do mitzvahs. Neiman Esave. What the Chazal tells us in Meseches Menoches, Meseches Seite. Neiman Esave Moshe Lalei Sloris. V'chilecho miperyot zarech. Did he want the fruit of Eretz Yisrael? K'tei l'kayim mitzvahs ha'kluyis boreth. That's the point. And Yerichoy is the opposite. In fact, the Gemara says in Pesachim, Tavches, v'mnei mayin chamei tveri b'Yerushalayim. Why isn't there Peris Ginzer in Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim didn't have the best fruit in Eretz Yisrael. It didn't have Chamei Tveria. They didn't have the hot springs in Tveria. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean Yerushalayim should have the best of everything? Right? Yerushalayim should have the hot springs. Yerushalayim should have the best fruit. So the Gemara says in Pesachim that people shouldn't, when they go to be Oil Regal, be thinking about the fruit. You're coming to be, the idea of Oil Regal is I'm coming for Ruchnis. Not coming for Gash. That's the whole idea. So that's why Yeshua ben Nun made a chirim. He said, this is what we're not here for. You see this city that we just destroyed, conquered and destroyed? This is why we're not here. We're not here for this. And that became a tel oilam. That shouldn't be, this is why we're not here. It makes sense, very much. That's why the Tosefta says, he said, don't call another city like it. Because the name was part of the problem. The name was, look how much Gashmias there's over here. That's not why you establish. You establish a city, you call it Bnei Brak. You establish a city, you call it Yerushalayim. You establish a silly, you call it Kiryas Sefer. You call it Al-Shem, something spiritual. Not Al-Shem, what I could smell over here. What I could eat over here. That's not what Eretz Yisrael is about. Memele Yeshua Benun made a cherem on the name. It's so meduyik. He made a cherem on the name. Now, if you look at the psukim, it's also very meduyik. Because Yeshua Benun, when he makes a cherem on the city, listen what he says. Or ish asher yokim ubono esir azoy says Yerichoy. Yeah? Listen to his curse. He says if he builds the city, when he starts building it, his older son will die, his Bechor will die, ubitziroi, and when he finishes the city, his younger son will die. He basically is giving the worst curse possible to anybody who builds this city. Anybody tries to build a city, when he starts, his older son will die. When he dies, when he finishes the city, his younger son will die. But listen to Psukim. He says, "Bibchayra yisadena, ubitziro yatsiv gloisecha." Again, focusing on the walls of the city, because the walls of the city were there to preserve the gashmius of the city. This is going to be an exclusive city. They dafka didn't want to spread whatever it had in Yericho to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Should be evenly dispersed. No, this is a city that's going to be eingesapt with gashmius. This is going to be exclusive. That's the point. That was the whole point of the city. And that's why Yeshua Benun, when he gives the curse, he says somebody's going to build a city, going to build it up, and he's going to lock it up. That's when Tzibra is going to die. Okay, stop it.